The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to the Power of an Unstoppable Woman with Dr. Rose Backman. Our program is for women who want to break free from the beliefs that cause sabotage. It's time to create the lives that you deserve. If you don't deal with your emotions will deal with you. It's time to move into your power zone and out of your comfort zone. Now, here is your host, Dr. Rose Backman.
Welcome, everyone, to the Power of an Unstoppable Woman. I'm Dr. Rose Backman. If you're looking for a speaker for any type of women's event, please feel free to give me a call. It'll be my pleasure to support you. Well, today's topic is going to be very interesting. It's called Secrets Mainstream Medicine Will Not Reveal. Isn't that a great title? We're going to be talking about the secrets that your doctor does not know, or maybe does know, but will not tell you. We're going to be having a guest today, and our guest is from Alberta, from Calgary, Alberta, and he is the founder of the Synergy Health Assessment Center in Calgary, which conducts non-invasive cardiovascular screenings on the public at large. And his name is Keith Hampton. Keith has been engaged in the field of nutritional science for more than 7 years. His specialty is in the arena of educating the public on how to start following the laws of nature to prevent and even reverse disease. His goal is to educate you on how to get back into homeostasis. Hi, Keith.
Hello.
How are you doing this morning?
I am doing just absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much for asking.
So here you are. You've become the founder of the Synergy Health Assessment Center, and you're going to educate people on how to get their body back into homeostasis. So can you explain what that means to our listeners?
Absolutely. You know, it's such an interesting field when we look at life. And if we understand life as it is, it was developed and designed to be in perfect balance. Unfortunately, modern man is trying to go as far away from nature as possible. We somehow think that we can trick the laws of nature and get away with it. And time again, we only discover that we can't do it. You can go down a path of, terrible diets, terrible lifestyles, and eventually it comes home to roost in the body. The mind, body, spirit must be in balance. And this is something that has been around for a long, long time, but very few of us want to hear of it. We want to live in insanity today.
We want the quick fix.
We want to keep doing what we're doing and expect a different result.
Yes. So don't you find that people, they want that instant gratification and, even in a natural method.
Absolutely. Even when it comes to the natural area, people want instant gratification, instant fixes or reversals of the problems that have been created in their bodies. And it's just not possible. We spend 20, 40, 60 years developing these terrible diseases in our bodies, and we expect to somehow either eliminate the symptoms or eliminate the actual disease in weeks or months. And sometimes that is just totally unrealistic. We have to look at this more of a realistic approach. And that's what we do here, is educate the public on how you can reverse all of these terrible diseases. The trick is, it takes time, and it takes patience, and it takes belief.
So how much time do you tell the average client that you have for them to give their body a chance before they see some sort of results?
Well, we try and explain to people is that you need to look at least a full year before you're going to see real strong measurable results. That's not to say you're not going to get measurable results sooner than that. It's just saying that you need to take a realistic approach to this. I have so many clients that come in and they've developed a high blood pressure, they developed atherosclerosis or plaque buildup in their arteries, or they developed other symptoms in their bodies, and they expect within 30 days that they're going to be cured. And that is totally unrealistic. I might be able to mask some of the symptoms of their disease in 30 days, but definitely not do a reversal.
So today we're talking about what if cardiovascular disease was reversible? You absolutely think it is. So teach us, how can we reverse cardiovascular disease?
Well, that's a very good question, and I'm glad you asked that because this is something that I had to discover in my own life. You see, coming from a nutritional educational background, I thought I had most of the answers to a lot of these serious diseases. But there was one disease that always seemed to stump me, and that was cardiovascular disease. And it really came home to roost with me. My own father suddenly developed cardiovascular disease. This was a very, very healthy senior. His name was Lloyd. Lloyd was in his 80s, and as a senior in full retirement, this man loved and lived for dancing. Two or three or four nights a week, wherever he could, he was at the local community or different events doing polkas and foxtrots, shottis and waltzes, you know, all the old-time dances. And this man would never sit down. He was absolutely in the pit of physical fitness for his age. Ironically, suddenly, out of the blue, he developed chest pain, angina. No prior symptoms. I was shocked. I mean, here's a man that really lived a really high-quality lifestyle and maintained a good diet and exercise and didn't drink and, you know, never smoked. And yet, here he is in his 80s, and suddenly, out of the blue, he's got severe angina, chest pain. Well, we take him into the hospital. They do an angiogram on him. They take a camera in there and take a look into around his heart. And sure enough, they find five blockages in and around his heart. Now, how can you have, this is what I was found fascinating, how can you have five blockages and no prior symptoms until one day? Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
That's why we call cardiovascular disease the silent killer. You do not feel that atherosclerotic plaque being built up in your arteries year over year, day over day, until usually a major event happens. Fortunately for my father, it was only angina. You see, what the public needs to understand, the only difference between angina and a major heart attack is 10%. What I mean by that is 10%, if the artery only gets blocked 90%, there's still enough blood flow to keep the heart alive, not causing the heart attack. You just get the chest pain of a heart attack.
I see. Mm-hmm.
But if it blocks off 100%, it's usually game over. And that's the same in the brain when we're talking about strokes. Same concept. So for my father, he was very fortunate. With that much blockage, he was very, very lucky. He could have been one of the statistics.
And what happened?
The medical community, the allopathic world, they looked and assessed the situation, and I would have made the assumption that they would have put, you know, three, four, five stents in to open up all those blockages.
Yes.
Well, folks, that's not what happened. The allopathic world only put one stent in.
And I thought
this was very Yeah.
Is that because they don't want you to get better?
Well,
what's the reason for that? What do you say to a doctor?
A strong possibility. Because he was in his mid-80s, and the doctors assess, you know, people's probability of life expectancy versus cost. They always have to make those assessments every day, whether you live or die. But there were some other medical reasons, too.
Hey, Keith, how much does a stint cost? They should have put how many in compared to one?
Well, if you're in the United States where you pay per stint, you're probably looking at about, I would say, I'm going to take a wild guess here, probably $1,500 to $2,000 per stint.
Really?
Yes. Because you got to have a whole medical team to do all this. You need an anesthesiologist. You need the medical doctor. You need the angiogram reader. I mean, and nurses. I mean, you got four or five people performing all these procedures, and it's very expensive. But to the credit of the allopathic world, there is some physical things that they cannot do. When you've got that much damage, there is areas of the arteries in the heart that you cannot stent. And so a couple of areas that I found out about were wherever there is a Y junction where the arteries kind of split off into a Y, if that's a block at that area, they cannot put a stent in it. Because if you stent it, it blocks off one or the other side of the Y junction. So two of them were definitely at Y junctions. The other three were not. That's what really appalled me. Why didn't they stent at least three of them?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But he got sick in Canada. He didn't get sick in the States.
No, he was, fortunately, he was up here in Canada at the time. And in Canada, we have this wonderful world called socialistic medicine or Medicare, where we pay a flat fee per month. All of Canadian citizens are into taxes, which gives us what we call free medical care. It's not free. We pay for it up front. But the system is so badly broken today that they're in such huge cost-cutting measures to try and manage it that our quality of care is becoming, I'm calling it now, we're almost as bad as a third world country. We're really going downhill fast.
Well, yes, we don't have a high rating for having one of the best medical systems in the world.
No, we sure don't. Unfortunately, in our country, this is it is not a wellness industry or preventative industry. It is a sickness industry. Our medical system is designed for wait until you get a chronic situation and you're almost dead. Then we'll try and see if we can do something to alleviate the pain or mask the symptoms. We're not in preventative medicine. We're not in reversal medicine. This is the
But you
reality.
Are.
I'm sorry?
But you are.
Well, thank you. And the reason why I am is because somebody's got to stand up and make a difference. And this is what I recognized over 7-8 years ago, is that we're going down the wrong chute here. And it's not getting any better. We've seen now 60-70 years of traditional allopathic medicine that is totally not listening to the natural side of the world. These two should be communicating together, but they're not, unfortunately. And that's where I got involved in the industry, to try and bridge that gap.
And we're going to come back. We're going to come back in just 2 minutes. We have to take a break, and we're going to want you to tell everybody how you got involved in this industry and how it touched your heart. We're also going to come back and listen to the story, because all of the listeners want to hear the story of what happened to your father. So you're going to share the rest of that when we come back in just 2 minutes. Thank you so much for listening to The Power of an Unstoppable Woman. I'm Dr. Rose Backman. My guest is Keith Hampton from Calgary, Alberta. We're talking about what if cardiovascular disease was reversible. Talk to you in just 2 minutes.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rose Backman. I'm a natural doctor, kinesiologist, and speaker who works with the physical and emotional issues of the body, such as money, weight, and relationship issues. I'm asking you to watch your words. They become your thoughts. Are you willing to change? Trust yourself. You already know all of your own answers. Stand up for who you are and what you believe in, no matter what. If this resonates with you, give me a call. I'm waiting to hear from you.
It's time to deepen your spiritual awareness and enhance your relationship with God. Listen for Into the Mystic, a journey of self-awareness and empowerment with your spiritual pathfinder, Jennifer Elizabeth Masters. Jennifer shares her own personal spiritual journey and practices with you to help you deepen your connection to the divine and ultimately become enlightened. Let Jennifer help you experience your inner radiance. Become a part of Into the Mystic every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You are tuned in to the power of an unstoppable woman. To reach Dr. Rose Backman or her guest, please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to rose@drrosebackman.com. That's rose@drrosebackman.com. Now, back to the program.
Hi, welcome back to The Power of an Unstoppable Woman. I'm Dr. Rose Backman. I have my guest today, Keith Hampton from Calgary, Alberta. We're talking about secrets mainstream medicine will not reveal. And the topic is, you know, what if cardiovascular disease was reversible? And Keith definitely thinks it is. He was talking about his father and how his father was in perfect health. And all of a sudden, one day, he got this heavy pain in his chest. And continue on, Keith.
You bet. So my father, to make a long story short, developed, you know, had the angina, discovered through angiography that he had five blockages in the heart. Also found out they only was able to stent one of them according to the allopathic world. Consequently, my father had no improvement after the medical intervention. After the angina and the stent put in, my father couldn't walk more than a block without being tired or exhausted. My father couldn't dance anymore. You got to understand something, folks. My dad lived to go dancing. He couldn't do the things he used to do. In fact, when it came to dancing, he couldn't even do a 3-minute waltz. His 3-minute waltz turned into a 30-second waltz. That was it. That's all he could manage to achieve. And for 2 years, my father was like that. And of course, he came to me, being in the natural health world, saying, Keith, you've got to have something that's going to make a difference. Well, I'll tell you, folks, I researched the world looking for something significant out there, and I wasn't able to find it. I found lots of little things, but I didn't find anything of real significance until I put the question up to the universe. I said, you know, the answer is there. I'm going to go into a state of believing, and it will appear for me. It will come. Some of you may call this faith. Some call you spirituality, whatever you like to call it. 6 months to the day when I did that, I received a call from a friend of mine, a Bob Hoker out of Salt Lake, Utah, who had met me 5 years earlier in the natural health field. And he called me and said, Keith, the reason I'm calling you is because I think I found something that you might be interested in. I said, Bob, what'd you find? He says, well, you know, for years I've had serious heart issues. I've had three surgeries and you name it. I said, yeah, I know you've been very, very ill with your heart disease. He said, well, Keith, I think I found something that is curing me of my heart disease. I said, Bob, I think you're smoking something. Because I've looked, and I couldn't find anything. He said, Keith, you're not looking in the right area. You need to do some research on nitric oxide and how it won the Nobel Prize in Medicine in 1998. I said, 1998? My God, that's 12 years ago. He said, that's right. The drug industry, the pharmaceutical industry, has suppressed this information ever since. The reason? They found that there was natural ways to reverse all of this. They couldn't recreate it synthetically and put it into a drug or a pill and patent it and then make gazillions of dollars, so they suppressed it. Well, I did my due diligence in my research, and I found an amazing, amazing formulation, a product. It was all natural. It was called Pro-RG9. And so I bought this powder, brought it up, and I used my father as my guinea pig. He was going to be my test subject. And so I gave my father 4 doses of this powder a day. Basically, it's a tablespoon and about 6 ounces of water. And I gave him 2 in the morning and 2 at night. And I said, Dad, this is a food, not a drug. It's going to take some time, but let's see what happens. I said, what's amazing too, Dad, keep in mind here, this company at that time had a 90-day 100% money back guarantee. In other words, Dad, if you don't feel better or feel any significant improvement in 90 days, they'll take all the empty containers back and give you your money back. So you've got nothing to lose.
Wow.
Yeah. So I put my dad on it. And my dad was just like everybody else that you see out there. After 30 days, he comes into my office and says, Keith, this stuff doesn't work. He says, I don't notice any difference. I'm taking this stuff four times a day. And he says, I got no more energy. I'm not feeling anything different. I said, Dad, you have to remember, this is a natural health product. It takes time to work. It's not like you get a headache and you pop a Tylenol and it's gone 30 minutes later. You're masking symptoms, not curing. So, Dad, just humor me. You've got a 90 days. Just keep going. If you get a positive result in 90 days or not, we'll make the decision then. Okay? So he grudgingly kept going. And fortunately for my father, it wasn't on the 90 days that he noticed the difference. On the 60th day, he came into my office with a big smile on his face. And he said, Keith, you're not going to believe this. He says, I went to a dance last night. And I got up to do my traditional 30-second waltz. Not a 3-minute waltz, a 30-second one. He said, I was able to waltz for 3 minutes. He said, I sat down. I thought, that was strange. So I get up and tried it again. He said, I ended up waltzing and resting for 3 hours. Whoa. There's a change.
Impressive.
6 months later, he's doing schottisse and foxtrots, much faster dances. Today, it's been 2 years. My father is 88 years old, and he goes continuously to polka fests. A polka fest starts at 10 in the morning and quits at 9 or 10 at night, and my dad never leaves the hall.
Love it. Love it.
So that's the kind of results that we're getting. So that's why I set up the center, where I can do non-invasive cardiovascular screenings up here in Canada, determine where you are, because I can detect early, early stages of atherosclerosis long before you get into a chronic situation.
And well, what if people say, why doesn't my doctor do this? What if they say that to you? What do you do?
Well, I would say when people say, why do my doctor not do this? I said, well, you got to understand something. The allopathic world is trained to be in the sickness industry, not the wellness industry. They're not trained to be in the preventative industry.
When they take their blood, they say, but there's nothing wrong with my cholesterol. My doctor said my blood levels are fine.
Mm.
And if they go to you, what happens?
Well, this is the most amazing thing. We found that through the research that we've done and the scannings that we've done, that a large, large percentage of the population will have perfect HDL-LDL cholesterol ratios, will have perfect blood pressure. And yet when we scan them, they'll have significant amount of plaque in your arteries. The reason? LDL cholesterol is not a good biomarker for atherosclerosis. What is a good biomarker is inflammation in the arteries. They should be checking for C-reactive protein and homeocysteine levels, because it's inflammation in the arteries that starts the atherosclerotic process, not LDL cholesterol. The LDL cholesterol is just an innocent bystander that gets caught up in the whole system. I have scanned many people that had high LDL and high blood pressure, and ironically, a lot of them were very low in atherosclerotic plaque, the exact opposite.
Wow. You know, that's interesting, because this takes me back to my father-in-law about 20 years ago. He went to a natural doctor to get tested, just a total physical test, and she said to him, you've got very, very high cholesterol. You have to get your arteries checked. So he goes to the doctor. He does that. And the doctor just tests his blood and says, no, there's absolutely nothing wrong with you. So he goes back to her and says this. And she says, no, you have to listen to me. Your arteries are plugged. He was so stubborn, he refused to believe it. And then what happened, Keith, is he ended up going to the States, to Minneapolis, to the major bonspiel, curling bonspiel, and he had severe chest pain at supper and had a triple bypass.
Wow.
And wow. It's exactly what you just said. This man went through hell. If he didn't have his Royal Bank Visa card, he would have paid close to $100,000 for those operations that he had.
Right.
The bottom line is he died 2 years after he had the operation. And I said to the doctor, why did he die so soon? He says 2 years is normal. They only live about 2 years. This was 20 years ago. That was the stats. You've got triple bypass surgery, quadruple bypass surgery, and they live an average of 2 years after the surgery. So it does make us angry. But people out there, the public has to know, do not take one person's opinion. Go out there and get tested by everybody. Do your due diligence.
That is absolutely so true. And this is why we do this work today, because we could literally, the evidence is clear. You do not have to suffer all of that. You do not have to die from a heart cardiovascular disease or a stroke or a heart attack. It is all reversible. In fact, it's all preventable, let alone reversible. And we're doing it every day. And the science behind it is irrefutable. The medical community cannot deny the science that we have behind this. Clearly, the evidence is showing that we can do this.
Well, we have done it, right?
That's right. We've done it over and over again. My father is one example. And oh, by the way, folks, one of the beautiful side effects of using this wonderful product that we're using today called ProArginine, it's an all-natural vasodilator. That is the same mechanism action that Viagra is. So
Whoa.
This is an all-natural Viagra for men and women. And even my father noticed a marked improvement at 88, which is kind of cute.
Aww. Don't you love that? So have you got any other stories to tell us?
Yes. We have lots of people that come in that are suffering with high blood pressure. And some are on one pill, some are on three or four. And they've had a very high, they have difficulty trying to maintain a healthy blood pressure level. We've put the people on this product, ProArginine, and we've had about a 75% success rate of getting their blood pressure levels back into the normal ranges. And to me, that's a huge, huge win, because high blood pressure is one of the leading underlying indicators of causing a heart attack or stroke, because that increased pressure in the arteries cracks the inner lining of the artery, the endothelium. And the plaque that's trapped underneath, when that endothelium cracks, it comes squirting out, and then the clotting agents in your blood block it off and give you the heart attack or stroke. So we want to get that blood pressure down. And this is an all-natural way to do it. Wouldn't that be wonderful, folks, to be able to do it naturally as opposed to taking the synthetic pills?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, when you take all these drugs for so many years, I mean, that just totally destroys your liver, and it slowly breaks you down inside. It's just a slow process.
Absolutely, folks. And in fact, in the cholesterol arena alone, this is the one that drives me insane, because they look at your LDL level and say it's elevated. So they give you a drug to lower it. They tell your liver to stop making it. And that, by the way, does nothing to reverse atherosclerosis, does nothing to dissolve that buildup of plaque. All it does is block the free-flowing, functioning LDL that your body needs. You need LDL for proper nerve function, for proper hormone production, for proper brain function. So when I start giving you a drug that restricts that, you're going to develop issues in those areas. One of the side effects of Lipitor, right on the label, is short-term memory loss. And it's insane. So once you start down that doctor medical route of the pills, next thing you know, you've got hormonal issues. Well, they got a pill for that. Oh, you've got some dementia. We got a pill for that. It's insidious how this system gets on and on and on. In the meantime, your liver is being slowly destroyed.
Yes. Thank you, Keith. We're going to come back in just 2 minutes. We have to take a break. I'm Dr. Rose Backman. You're listening to Secrets Mainstream Medicine Will Never Reveal. The talk today is, what if cardiovascular disease was reversible, by Keith Hampton from Calgary, Alberta. Come back in just 2 minutes, and we're going to tell you some more stories about this amazing product. Thank you so much for listening to The Power of an Unstoppable Woman.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rose Backman. I'm a natural doctor, kinesiologist, and speaker who works with the physical and emotional issues of the body, such as money, weight, and relationship issues. I'm asking you to watch your words. They become your thoughts. Are you willing to change? Trust yourself. You already know all of your own answers. Stand up for who you are and what you believe in, no matter what. If this resonates with you, give me a call. I'm waiting to hear from you.
There's a course offered on Seventh Wave Network that you never saw offered in college. One that provides information on how to transform ancient wisdom teachings into everyday life. You'll learn how to create from your spirit and explore the world with all of your senses. Participation is encouraged. Enroll in Spirituality 101, the course you can't afford to miss, with your host, Reverend Norma. Classes in session every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 noon Pacific Time, in your favorite classroom, Seventh Wave Network.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are tuned in to the Power of an Unstoppable Woman. To reach Dr. Rose Backman or her guest, please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to rose@drrosebackman.com. That's rose@drrosebackman.com. Now, back to the program.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Power of an Unstoppable Woman. I'm Dr. Rose Backman. Today's topic is secrets mainstream medicine will never reveal. We're talking with Keith Hampton, and it's about what if cardiovascular disease was reversible, and he definitely thinks it is. So, Keith, why don't you tell us some more about what you've realized with nitric oxide and the results that you've been receiving in your practice?
Yeah, well, thank you. The amazing power of this is it was discovered back in the early 90s that nitric oxide is a signaling molecule in the body. Specifically, the area we're going to be focusing on is a signaling molecule in the cardiovascular system. What it does is that it tells the smooth muscle of the artery wall to open up and relax. And that, of course, creates vasodilation. And when that happens, it increases the flow of oxygen and nutrients to every cell in your body. If you increase the flow of that, the cells in the body respond and try to reverse or go back to homeostasis. In other words, it is the delivery system for your entire body. In other words, you can take all of the greatest natural health supplements in the world, but if you don't have a healthy cardiovascular system to deliver it, you're in trouble. And the science behind this won the Nobel Prize in Medicine back in 1998. Dr. Luis Ignario and two other medical doctors received this award. In fact, Dr. Norrie wrote a book that you can buy today. It's called No More Heart Disease, How Nitric Oxide Can Prevent and Even Reverse Heart Disease and Strokes. And the research is not been left. It's been ongoing. There's new research coming out of Stanford University. Jonathan Cook, who is a cardiovascular research scientist, he stated the same thing, how nitric oxide can prevent and even reverse heart disease. Since then, we've had another medical doctor, Dr. Rainier Boger from Hamburg, Germany. He's a leading cardiovascular research scientist, and he's now discovered that nitric oxide, when you can sustain it into the bloodstream for 24 to 36 hours, it actually triggers the regenerative cells in the endothelium to regrow. Now, that doesn't sound very exciting to you folks, but it is. When you can regrow the endothelium, you make a young, healthy, new endothelium, which is not susceptible to cracking or breaking, which means it prevents the plaque from squirting out underneath and causing heart attacks and strokes. We're talking prevention here, not masking symptoms. And then Dr. Prendergast out of Palo Alto, California, has been using this combination for 18 years on 8,000 patients, clinically documenting every case. And this doctor, in 18 years, not one of his patients have ever been admitted to the hospital for a heart attack. Not one.
Oh, my goodness.
Not one stroke. Not one bypass. Not one stent. No diabetic blindness. No diabetic amputations. Because he increased the blood flow to every area of the body with this formula.
And you also said that he overcame some of his own arteriosclerosis using the laws of nature. So at the age of 37?
Yes, he did. At age 37, he developed a bit of a stomach issue, and his doctor said, "Hey, Joe, you should go to the get a CAT scan done to determine if you have any, you know, difficulty in the stomach area." Well, that CAT scan revealed his stomach was not an issue, but what it did reveal, he had the arteries of an 80-year-old at age 37. He was plumb full of plaque. And yet, he did everything to prevent it as well. He never drank, never smoked. He'd run 1 to 2 kilometers a day. He followed the American Heart Association's diet to the letter, and he still almost died of atherosclerosis or plaque buildup. He then, when he realized how bad he was, went to Stanford University, met Dr. Cook, who was doing research on nitric oxide, and he discovered that two amino acids in the right combination can go in and have dramatic effects on cardiovascular disease. And so Dr. Prendergast said, "Hey, this is food. That's all it is." So he started eating it. And ironically, 10 years later, his stomach acted up again. So he had to go back and get another CAT scan done. And lo and behold, the CAT scan revealed this time he had the arteries of a 15-year-old boy. Zero plaque. He's now 74 years old, a still practicing full-time medical doctor, endocrinologist, and has no plaque in his arteries. His dad died at age 42 of a massive stroke and then heart attack.
So it's a genetic factor he had then in his situation.
That is correct. And he was able to reverse that genetic predisposition, where everyone else would have probably have not would not be here today.
Oh, no. I mean, there's huge power in reversing cardiovascular disease. And, you know, you're hearing this from Keith. So, Keith, if people want to find out more information about this powder, proarginine, where do they go?
Well, the first thing place they can go, I'll give you only one website. There's many places that if you were to contact me personally, I can have you delve into it much deeper. But the simplest place to go to get some information would be to go to a website called miraclemolecule.info. That's miraclemolecule.info.
That's easy. And if people want to personally reach you, where do they contact you?
Simply, yeah, you can pop me an email. It's K Hampton. That's my first name, Keith. K Hampton, H-A-M-P-T-O-N. K Hampton Consulting. K Hampton Consulting at gmail.com. Or you can phone me personally at area code 403-536-1428. That's 403-536-1428. And, of course, that's in Canada. So if you're calling from Europe, you'd have to dial in 011.
Yes. So, Keith, right now in your life, tell us what you're doing to help so many people get rid of their cardiovascular issues.
Well, what I'm doing is I've created this center and where we're advertising people to come in and get pre-screened to find out if you are at risk of cardiovascular disease. Because not knowing is a very dangerous world. I want to know so I can take steps to prevent it. That's what we're all about. I also travel near and far, putting on small presentations and lectures to explaining how this works so that people can become aware. You do not have to go down that negative route. You can choose to live a long, healthy life. It's just a matter of education.
It is. And just to let people know that I myself am going to be giving a lecture on secrets mainstream medicine will not reveal in Saskatchewan for those of you Canadian listeners in Estevan and Weyburn. If you want any information on that, that is happening July 9th and July 13th. Please feel free to contact me. And we'll give you more information because what Keith is doing is absolutely amazing because this is supporting anybody who cares about their health. And, you know, you're supporting your loved ones. Do you know that by what he's doing, he is saving you huge emotional issues? He is saving you thousands and thousands of dollars in costs to prepare your loved one to go to the hospital, for you to travel who knows how many miles. I mean, it's quite a savings, isn't it?
Absolutely. If you've ever had a loved one go through a major trauma or major disease issue, and if you ever are fortunate to have them come out the other side, the smile on their face is worth everything in the world. The joy in their heart again and their spirit coming back again. Folks, you can't put a dollar figure on that.
No, and you know what I find in my practice is that I get excuses, of course, and sometimes when it's a husband and wife situation and one of them is sick, it's interesting how my client will say, well, you know, my spouse doesn't really agree with natural. My spouse wants to just go with the doctor's way. Yes, okay, but what do you want? Like, what do you want for yourself? Because you're the one that's sick, and they're like, no. I have to do what my spouse tells me to do, which makes me insane because you're giving your power away and using other people as an excuse not to get well. Do you ever come across that?
Absolutely. And I've seen it not only with the spousal situation where the one of them will want to reach out and get some help, but the other is so shut down and negative, they will literally control that situation and that person doesn't get the help they need. I've also seen other people that have been brought up in the allopathic world where they've been brainwashed by the drug industry and the medical community that the doctor has become not a coach. The doctor has become God, and he makes the decisions for me, and that's a dangerous, dangerous place to go. And I've seen too many people die far too early because they put all their trust in their future into the hands of someone else. Folks, if you can do only one thing, go out, do your own research, make your own decisions. You are in the control. You have the power to do anything. Do not let others control you.
Absolutely. And people have to understand that just because the doctor doesn't know something doesn't mean that it's not good. So I want to say that one more time. Just because your doctor doesn't know something or hasn't heard of something does not mean that that product or that particular technique is not good, because doctors only have, I believe, Keith, is it 7 hours of nutrition in school?
That is correct.
It's 7 hours of nutrition.
That is correct.
But now doctors are becoming more towards the dinosaur age because patients are demanding that they know more about alternative.
Absolutely. And something I need to bring up at this point, which folks need to be aware of, what really shocked my father was I told him about this product and got him on it. The very first thing he said, well, will it affect my drugs that I'm taking? And I was happy to say, no, Father, this has no contraindications to any drug that you may be taking for any disease. So this product will work whether you're taking blood thinners like Coumadin or Warfarin or Plavix or cholesterol pills or high blood pressure pills or pills for any other medical disorder in the body. This product will not affect any of that. In fact, it often helps to make those products work better. So it actually is complementary to the pharmaceutical industry. And yet, if you listen to the medical doctors and the pharmacists, they would err in, don't take that because it might interact. Simply, it's fear-mongering. It's not the truth.
Absolutely, and it's only food. So, Keith, please stay with us. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Thank you so much for listening to The Power of an Unstoppable Woman. And we'll be back to teach you more about the secrets mainstream medicine will not reveal. Thanks for listening.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rose Backman. I'm a natural doctor, kinesiologist, and speaker who works with the physical and emotional issues of the body, such as money, weight, and relationship issues. I'm asking you to watch your words. They become your thoughts. Are you willing to change? Trust yourself. You already know all of your own answers. Stand up for who you are and what you believe in, no matter what. If this resonates with you, give me a call. I'm waiting to hear from you.
Did you know that your spirituality could actually be fun? That within yourself you have all you need to live a life of harmony and fulfillment? Join the Quantum Crew as they show you how to bring more joy and excitement in your spiritual life. Holly, Apollo, and Coulter will give you the keys to living a life rich in spirituality, love, and wonder. We are living in very exciting times. Tune in to the Quantum Crew, heard live every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Being here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss being here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane right here on the 7th Wave Network.
Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are tuned in to the Power of an Unstoppable Woman. To reach Dr. Rose Backman or her guest, please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to rose@drrosebackman.com. That's rose@drrosebackman.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Dr. Rose Backman. We are talking about secrets mainstream medicine will never reveal, and it's all about cardiovascular disease and how it's reversible. We're talking to Keith Hampton from Calgary, Alberta. He's giving some amazing information about how to stop cardiovascular disease. So one of the questions I'd like to ask you is, on a lot of the products, there are many warnings on the labels on these products. Why is that?
That's a really good question, because I often was wondering that myself. Why do we have all natural supplements that's all food-based that have huge warnings on there, warning, consult your doctor if you've got this or that or this or that. And this, so I had to investigate that to find out why is that on there. And here's the facts that I found is in the United States, supplements are controlled by the FDA, the Food and Drug Association. And in Canada, it's controlled by an organization called Health Canada, which is basically the same organization. And these people are a bureaucracy that err on the super side of caution. They go and they're controlled by, they get tons and tons of information. They get trained by the pharmaceutical industry. So they try and apply the pharmaceutical genre onto natural health supplements, which just doesn't fit. I mean, has anybody ever died from eating food?
Good Never.
Food? Well, here's a case in point. With this wonderful product, ProArginine Plus, it's all natural food. I mean, there's just nothing in there but amino acids and pomegranate and greens and things like that. And yet, it says right on the label in Canada, by Health Canada, it says, do not take it if you've had a heart attack. That's insane. I mean, this is designed to be used for people who've had a heart attack or stroke. In fact, we've done double-blinded clinical trials at a cardiovascular institute in the United States on all 35 patients that had severe heart attacks.
And what were the results?
Had no issues whatsoever. The reason why that's on the label is because of all the 200,000 medical studies that have been done on this, there was one study that was done and it was designed to fail. It was set up by the pharmaceutical industry where they took some patients who had heart attacks and they gave them the wrong form of L-arginine, a non-active form, and then observed that they had second and third heart attacks and came up to the conclusion that you shouldn't take this arginine if you've had a heart attack. In other words, the pharmaceutical industry set us up and that got thrown on the label on the error of caution. So folks, you have to be able to assess things for yourselves. If it's all natural, if it's food, how can it possibly be of harm to you?
That's common sense, right?
Yes. Use some common sense.
It's common sense. So what's the youngest person that you've ever done a cardio test with that you were shocked to find that they had cardiovascular disease?
I got to tell you, I think folks will be shocked when I tell you. I mean, I've scanned an enormous number of people. And I normally scan adults, but I do scan teenagers. And I also scanned an 8-year-old boy. This 8-year-old boy had plaque, showing plaque in his arteries at 8 years of age.
How can that be?
Away. How could that be? It's because part of it's genetics, but a lot of it is the genetics with bad lifestyle. Most kids today don't, I mean, you watch them. They live on hamburgers and hot dogs and french fries and pizzas and drink Slurpees and Cokes. So that amount of sugar in the body creates so much glucose floating around in there. It's like sugar crystals sandblasting the endothelium, causing plaque accumulation.
Yeah, sugar is very, very toxic to the body, and everybody knows that, but they seem to want to close their ears. I know that when we were doing some testing in our office, we had a 27-year-old woman that had 80% plaque in her arteries, and we had a couple that were scheduled to get the testing, and they had to unfortunately cancel, and I asked them why, and they said our 30-year-old son just had a heart attack in Vancouver.
Yeah.
So, you know, don't think that this is something that you cannot get at a very, very young age. And you have to understand how inexpensive it is to get this test. In Alberta, Keith, it costs $1,200 to get an angiogram if you want a private test. In your office, what does it cost?
In our office, we only charge $50.
Okay, so $50 preventative alternative therapy. You can only get an angiogram if you've already had a heart attack, you've already had a stroke, you already have heaviness in your chest. They will not give it to you because, I'm sorry to say this, there is no money in getting you well. And they are trained to do this. They know absolutely. The system doesn't work, Keith.
Absolutely true. Absolutely true.
So $50 in your office, preventative medicine is $50. The government is charging $1,200. Look at the difference. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Big difference in price. So what do you suggest people do? What's their first step?
What I suggest people do is to, now that you are aware of this, go to the websites, get in contact with yourself or myself, find out where you can go in North America or even in Europe, where you can go and get these screenings done to find out where you are. And then you can make some nice decisions that will prevent you from having this disease get worse and worse and worse. You do not have to go that route. It's all out there and available to you.
You have a story about an Italian man that was at the Cardio Health Institute in California. His name was Angelo. What was his story?
Oh, this is an incredible story. This is Angelo Sisi, who was invited to come to the High Desert Heart Institute for a clinical study that was being done on this amazing product, Proarginine. Angelo Sisi he politely calls himself, prior to going on the study, as the walking dead. This man had a series of heart attacks. He had congestive heart failure. Everything in his body was shutting down. He was you could only get around using a walker. He was on oxygen 24/7. And the only reason he went into the study is because Dr. Steve Erlinslam said to him that it would be free and all the medical diagnostic testing would be free because he couldn't afford to go any further. He had literally checked himself out of the hospital, took a home to die because he couldn't afford the medications anymore.
Okay.
So this man took 4 scoops a day, 2 in the morning, 2 at night, and they did a complete workup on him. At the end of 90 days, this man no longer needed his walker. The same man no longer needed his oxygen. He could breathe quite comfortably without it. In fact, he had such an improvement in his health, him and another patient booked a cruise to celebrate their new lives.
Wow. How old was he?
He was in his 70s. I believe it was 77.
Wow, that's an amazing story. That's That's amazing, Keith. We only have a minute left before our show is over. Quickly, Keith, would you please give them the information where they can contact you?
Absolutely. They can call me personally at 403-536-1428, or they can email me at khamptonconsulting@gmail.com. That's khamptonconsulting@gmail.com. Or they can go to one of my websites. One of them is called miraclemolecule.info. That's miraclemolecule.info.
Thank you so much for being our guest today. I'm Dr. Rose Backman. We appreciate you being with us. Next week, our topic is called No More Excuses. We'll see you next week. Thanks so much for joining us and being on the show of The Power of an Unstoppable Woman, Keith. Thank you, Keith. Thanks. It's a pleasure to have you. Bye-bye for now.
Thanks again for listening to The Power of an Unstoppable Woman. Please join your host, Dr. Rose Backman, again next Tuesday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Find your inner power this week.